This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're getting ready for the 2024 growing season, and the weather has given us fits already. After an unseasonably warm winter and really only about 10 days of actual bad weather, Mother Nature decided to release more of the wet stuff as we enter the first full week of spring. And while farmers have been chomping at the bit to get going, many have pumped the brakes just a tad. But there are a few people who have applied anhydrous already or are terminating cover crops, and some are just trying to get the ball rolling and get an early start on this year's planting season. We talk about the situation we're in with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
March is game time. As our favorite teams are gearing up for a tournament run, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg sat down with me this morning on IARN, and we talked about the situation we're finding ourselves in as we get into that last month or so before we get those planters rolling in the field. And he reminds us about the situation we're finding ourselves in and the challenges we're facing and things we need to be aware of as we get ready to plant this year's crop.
You know, I had somebody remind me that, do you remember how nice it got, there in February? Well, we all knew we were going to pay for it, right? Well, there it is. Fourth day of spring, we had several inches of snow across Iowa, especially northeast Iowa. I happened to be out traveling in that as well. But look, it's moisture. We need it any way we can get it. And certainly, as you look over the next 10 days or so, very active weather pattern. All the signals that you want to see right now are coming our way. Our increased chance for a little warmer and a little wetter. And of course, when you're sitting here at 194 consecutive weeks of at least D1 drought in the state of Iowa, and really significant drought, that is a situation we need remedied here as we come into the next, middle of April, right? So I think it's just really good. I kept looking at that radar over the weekend, and I could hardly believe what I was seeing, but really nice to see widespread, very measurable rain.
The secretary remarks that, as state climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson says, that if we're only getting the rain we're seasonably supposed to get, we're not reversing the drought by any means. We're just filling in our short-term needs. That's why planting procedures, seed traits, and conservation farming strategies have been so important to help get everybody that edge in the field.
At this point, I would wager that most folks would just simply say, as we come into spring, when planters are going to roll, we want to see some moisture in the soil, and we're certainly seeing that. But it's such a good point. We didn't get into this overnight. We certainly won't work out of it overnight. But again, all the signals that you're seeing are what you want to see. You know, it was interesting. I was at a field day that had a component of it was a planter workshop, pre-spring. And it is a reminder that, yes, it's genetics, it's traits, it's knowledge about how to grow a crop. It's even the planting technology that we have to put that seed in the right place. So, I talked actually a fair amount about that last week of the resiliency. You can talk about resiliency, but we're actually experiencing it. And it's not just one thing. It's many things that contribute to that.
A lot of collective breaths are being held as we hope to get the rain we so desperately need without putting us in any kind of delay for getting the crop in. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.